was touching my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke and said to him who was standing before me, O my Lord, as a result of the vision, anguish has come upon me, and I'm without strength.
That's right. I have retained no strength. You will understand here. Now, New American Standard is so good at capitalizing the Lords when they're God, when they're Jesus. But this Lord is a small L. So we know that this is not Jesus. This is a mighty angel.
Then it goes on to say here, then one with human appearance. Now, this is another man-like in a human appearance. Touch me again and strengthen me. And he said, O man of high esteem, don't be afraid. Peace be with you. Take courage and be courageous. Now, as soon as he spoke to me, I received strength and said, now here, the angel communicated strength through his speech, through words. May my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. He said, do you understand why I came to you? But I shall now return to fight against the prince of Persia. So I'm going forth, and behold, the prince of Greece is about to come. However, I will tell you what is inscribed in the writing of truth. Yet there is no one who stands firmly with me against these forces except Michael, your prince.
So we know there are angels specifically to protect, to destroy, to war. And then there are others to comfort and to assure us of God's hope.
So we can look through Scripture. Gabriel is an angelic messenger. Michael is an angelic being of warfare.
Warrior, yes.
Praise God. Oh, so we have instruction and we have protection. Father God, we just bless this teaching today on angels. We thank you that it's going to go into the hearts of our friends and our people, and they're going to be blessed. And God, I say you're opening up their eyes to see in the supernatural world.